out the difference.
I want to, again, my way of approaching this, right, was to try, with all due respect, Moshe, was to try as much as, focus as much as possible just on the issue of Malkus, right? Just on these two principles and how they apply insofar as no Malkus emerging, okay? So of the two, as I think you did point out, which I know isn't the foundation of your svara, but it's an interesting observation, which is that Lashiva Maisa is definitely universal, right? Lashinitik Lase, while it is a universal legal principle, is a very rare phenomenon. It's very rare. That's absolutely factually true. So why does that help? Okay. So I think there's two conceptual ways to go to Lashiva Maisa that have zero practical nafkaminas. And I did enough research just to justify this approach, that it works out that there is no practical nafkamina. But you can actually have two conceptual ways of looking at Lav Shem Maisa. And if you look at it one way, it will lead you to why Lav Shem Maisa makes a lot more sense, insofar as Rel Malkus is concerned. And if you just follow my line of reasoning, you'll see why I went down this road. Doesn't mean it's correct, but it's very, but honestly, to me, it's the simplest road. With the premise of saying, I know I'm taking up a universal principle. Once I take that up, everything works out a lot smoother. As follows. We notice something called Lav Shem Maisa. You mentioned a couple guys mentioned that maybe the fact you don't get Malkus is a technicality, right? Well, there's two ways you can understand what that means. What are the two ways you can understand what it means to say it's a technicality? Okay, so one way is to say what? One is to say that we have something called a lav, right? Something called an iser, right? So when I do iserim, what do I get? I get onesh, right? But it happens to be that if I have no action, that's pure technicality, right? So then what happens? I don't get malchus. That's one way to look at lav shiva mindset. Meaning there's one idea of lav. Right, there's one thing called is a lav, right? And therefore, if I don't get malchus, it means there's a psul. The aimbo maisa means there's some defect that's not allowing the onus to express itself. But the onus exists because we have one category of lav. That's the only look at lav shiva maisa conceptually. What's the other way to look at conceptually? Ways there's two kinds of lav. Now, if you say that, then it works out beautifully. Why? Because if I say there's two kinds of lav in him, right? Meaning that it's not that it's a technicality of lav, shem, and maisa. No, there's one kind of lav that's with maisa and one that's not, right? So then I would never need to deploy lav, shem, tik, lase, right? That's the more fundamental idea. But if I say the other way, which is that, no, that the fact is lav shem maisa, that just there's a psul in the lav that prevents the onus from expressing itself. But the reality of onus is there, right? But by lav shenita glase, what's happening there? So I'd argue, what's the assay doing to Malkus? It's not suppressing Malkus. It's erasing Malkus. Now, I say it's coming along. That's what Rashi means by saving you. What I'm reading Rashi mean is that it destroys any evidence of the Malkus itself. So that's a clear expression of the fact that there's no Malkus. If I have a choice in front of me, Lav Shem Maisa, which he agrees would apply here, but there's a defect, so to speak, in the Lav because there's no Maisa, right? Meaning there is a reality of onus present, right? It's just not able to express itself. But the idea of Lav Shem Maisa is a clear expression idea. That's a complete expression because in there's no Malkus at all. The Malkus can't express itself. Because of the assay. The assay removes the ability of the So let's pick up from the... Let's go. Guys, remember, you got to focus on this part now. You lose me here, that's it. You're done. You're done. This is it. This right now. Ellie, you got to do this for me. Give it your all. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I know you guys did honeys. I know. Okay. Tanarabanan.
Etza motish beru bo. Bo bakasha vo apostle. After that, the pasuk says that you can't break the bone.
Bo means kosher, right? Sounds good, right? Right? And that's something possible. That sounds very nice, right? Etzel Sishru Bo. Bo here means the Korban's kosher. Good. So what are the facts of the machlokes? Again, this needs to be memorized. Okay, I don't want to sound like a high school teacher, but you need to memorize this. You really do. Because it's going to come up over and over again. Tanakhama says, right, there's kasher versus pasul, right? And then Rebbe says is a principle. Anything that's roi l'achila, right, shvirat tzatzim applies to. And if it's not roi l'achila, if I'm able to consume it, breaking the bones, the prohibition of breaking the bones applies. If I'm unable to consume it, then the prohibition of breaking the bones does not apply. Okay, good? Right. So what's the rationale for this machlokes? My benayu.
I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah. Pasach haba batuma ikibenayu.
What's the case?
So the case is when the Rove Tzibor is Tameh.
Right, remember this, right? This is the case, right? So all the Jews are, all the Jews are Tameh, okay? But turns out, I don't care, remember, I don't care why. This brew not coming to any svaras whatsoever. I don't care why God said you could do this. He gave us Xeris HaKasim. Awesome. What are we really able to do? We are able to go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach. So, Lamanda Amar Kasher.
Lamanda Amar Kasher, high puzzle.
So, what's that? And therefore, if it's puzzle, right. Therefore what?
Right, so therefore you're not high because you only have breaking it when it's kasher.
Okay.
Lamanda Amar Rai Lachia, high name Rai Lachia. That's because of the Xeris HaKasim. This is allowed to bring in Edith, so therefore Rai Lachia, and so therefore you're high for breaking.
Good. So the first side says that the Korban is puzzle, right? It's puzzle because who brought it? Tamei Jews.
Right.
Now again, remember, when we say puzzle, we don't mean, we got to be careful here, we don't mean the chefza is intrinsically puzzle, the object can't be intrinsically problematic because then you can't consume it. That's not what they mean here. That's why the term puzzle is very important here. Mm. It's puzzle. It's not a tamei korban.
There's a defect in it.
There's a defect in it, okay? So the first side says, well, since there's a defect in it, right, even though you can eat it, Shvirat Sesam doesn't apply. But according to the second side, what he says is, no, one second, since I can eat it, Shvirat Sesam should apply. What's the machlokas?
That's
about them. So I had two possibilities, okay? The first way I learned was like that. The only problem was that in one of the later ones, it's like that works better for a later machlokas. That doesn't mean it's wrong. I'm just saying, like, I kept that one, but I'm like, but it works almost better in a later possibility. I'm just being honest, right? So, okay, I don't like that.
Yeah,
exactly, right. All right, but I think what you guys are saying is true. Okay, we're gonna revisit this also, even on a non-specific level. So one way you could approach it is you could say, okay, you could say that that there's two parts to Korban. It's not just a Korban Pesach, by the way. It's by Shlomo too. But anyway, two parts of Korban Pesach. There's the Hakrava, which I would argue is the Koveya of the Shem Korban itself. And how do we know that Hakrava is the Koveya of the Korban?
Because you can't eat until Zrika.
Right. So Zrika, what does Zrika produce?
Makshir Avakila.
But right, no. That's the hector
isn't
comes
it
from that.
Being Makadesh at the Kaveh?
Not really.
No.
No.
So what is it?
No, because you don't have a Korban Pesach yet. When does a Korban Pesach really come into existence? When is it from a Korban?
When you're doing
Shkita. But does it?
You still need Shkita. But yeah, Shkita.
Wait, is that the right. Korban Pesach? Can you do Shkita?
So if you say it's what it called, it's with the creation, if it's with the Shem Korban itself, that's the Hakrava. So now I can understand why Shvirat Sesam wouldn't apply if that's what Shvirat Sesam is attached to. Again, based on the assumption, like I said before, I set it up this way purposely to tell you that you would have, the Havmi, not a definitional one, is that Shvirat Sesam is intrinsic, but you see it's not. So either you're going to say it's got to be attached to something, it's conditional. So either it's conditional on, let me finish, either it's conditional on the Hakravas Korban, or, now there's a premise you're saying, which is you can separate the Achila from the Hakravas Korban, okay? Which is not a bad premise, okay? That's one way you can go. There's another way you can go, okay? Which is more geared towards the issue of it, of the tummy issue, okay? The tummy issue, right? Because remember, this is a unique case. So the other way, because what you're saying happens to be, carefully, is a universal idea in Korban Pesach. Yeah. You understand? So you could say that. The other, because later on I saw this possibility working better somewhere else, I came up with a different possibility for this, okay? But you can reject this possibility. Okay, so we know there's a matir here, right? I thought you were going down this road first, by the way. There's a matir here. What's the matir here? Right. That Bnei Yisrael can bring Korban Pesach, even though they're Tameh. It's a matir, right? So you could argue there's two ways this matir could have been expressed. What are the two ways the matir could have been expressed? Either what is it? It's really...
Technicality.
You kind of said this before. It's really what?
Really
what?
It's not the same Korban anymore?
Okay, right. Either you're going to say it's a new Korban in its entirety... Right, or you're gonna say no? It's really the same Korban Pesach,
but defective. It's a new.
No.
What is not defective? So what is?
It's the same. It's in other words like this. In other words, God says so to speak. Oh, Bnei Yisrael. Right, exactly. In other words, Bnei Yisrael Tamei. Okay, so we're gonna create another avenue for Bnei Yisrael to go do the Korban Pesach.
Is it just the same original Korban? It's just that there's a heter here.
Like really, it's usher, but you're allowed to do it anyway, or it's not usher in the first place.
Right,
but then it wouldn't be possible.
No, that's the thing. No, it is possible.
But it's not possible because it's not a carbon.
Right.
Rebbe. So what are they both agree what? So all along we're wrong. Rebbe Yosef. Turns out that
there's no concern for that on there.
Right, that Sheimbo Mishum Shvaretzatzim. I mean, there's no Isra Shvaretzatzim. Right, the Rebbe.
The Rebbe Akue Kaasi.
He's really coming to do what?
To be Mekel, to be
a winner. And not Machmir. Right? Because even he agrees there's no Isra Shvaretzatzim. Everyone understand that? So in the case where the Korin Pesach is Tameh, being brought Tameh, everyone agrees there's no Isra Shvaretzatzim. Everyone agrees with that. But.
But, Baha'i and Pasol. Right? Ela Haita Lo Sha'as HaKusher, the Nifsal, Ike Benayu. Right? So rather the case where at one point it was kasher and then it became pasal, they argue. Aman damar kasher ha kasher. Aman damar roi lachila ha ashta roi lachila. Right, so the one that says that it needs to be kasher, so it was kasher at one point. So the one that says it needs to be...
Right, so as long as it was kasher for... Okay, so again, our case is as follows, okay? The Korin Pesach, in a 60-minute period of time, let's pretend for sense that that's what we're dealing with here, or a 6-hour period of time of kasher korban, let's assume it was kasher for 1 hour. And 5 hours it was pasul. Okay? So according to Rebbe, according to Tanakama, he's going to say, this korban, right, since at some point in time it was kasher, but now it is pasul, right, Shiraz Hassan would apply. Okay? Whereas according to Rebbe, no. Can I eat it now?
No.
Right? I can't eat it now. Right? So since I can't eat it now, so there is no Isra Shiraz Hassan. What's strange about Tanakama's position?
It's not kosher anymore.
So, let me reframe. There's actually two strange things. A practical strange thing and a conceptual strange thing, I think.
Does it become pasul, or is it just that like it's pasul to eat? Like, it doesn't change the din of a kosher carbon. Just for external factors, now it's pasul to eat.
So if you're going to tell me, so what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe holds? Let's start with Rebbe. I think Rebbe's the easier side. They say it's royal achila. Rebbe holds?
That the achila's korban pesach is unique to korban pesach. It's not a din in all shlamim.
Okay, good. So therefore?
So therefore, we're saying that if there's no psul by the Achilles Korban Pesach, then there's still Shvirat Etzem.
Which means you're tying Shvirat Etzem to the Chiyav Achila.
Yeah.
Excellent, good. So you're saying the Chiyav Achilles Korban Pesach generates the Isra Shvirat Etzem, right? That fits exactly into the language, right? Royal Achila. The obligation, which is unique to Korban Pesach, the unique obligation of eating Korban Pesach, and it is a unique obligation, that's what produces the Isra Shvirat Etzem. That's what you're saying? Good. What's the other side?
The other side is saying that it's the
entire... The first point, I don't know if I agree completely, but the second point. In other words, according to Tanakama, so Tanakama is going to say is that when I bring the korban, you got to stop saying hakrava, by the way, because it's not going to work here. This isn't a hakrava issue, right? You can see it's not a hakrava issue. The korban exists, okay? But what have I created when I'm makriv the korban correctly, right? What have I created now? A korban pesach, right? That's its identity, right? Now, let's say I take that korban pesach, right? That again has it. What comes along with being a Korban Pesach is a Shvirat Etzem. Now, let's say I take that Korban Pesach and I take it outside the Mikdash. Okay, right? Let's say I do that. What's the address of that psul, so to speak? No, if we're no longer Korban Pesach, and Shvirat Etzem wouldn't apply.
Right, it's an external psul.
Thank you. It's an external psul. So the shame Korban Pesach is still extant. So Shvirat Etzem should be extant also.
Right.
It's just that something else is coming along and telling me I just can't eat it.
Right, but the other side,